Well, today we have a couple of guests joining us by phone here on our program this morning. We are getting so close to the 4th of July holiday. It's time to start focusing on some of the fun activities here in the Nishna Valley. And the city of Oakland always has a fun 4th of July celebration. We're going to talk about this year's version with Cindy Keneally and Gail Strickland, who are helping to organize some of the events that will be going on in Oakland this year. Thank you to both of you. Appreciate you being with us today.
Good to be here. Absolutely. I'm excited to visit with you about what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, Cindy, let's start with you a little bit. You've been working for quite a bit of time on organizing activities and things this year. Is it nice to be able to get back together again this year?
Oh, absolutely. I think we have all been socially isolated, and now we're ready to start living our best lives, and I think we're going to have probably a record turnout this year for 4th of July. That's my prediction.
Well, that would be great. I know a lot of things have really bounced back very, very quickly when it comes to attendance at different types of functions and events. People have been just really anxious to get out and, you know, kind of rub elbows again and see each other and enjoy things together, and really that's what 4th of July celebrations are all about.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about some of the activities and events that will be going on here during 4th of July. And you've got a bunch of different types of things. Let's start with the food, because that's always our favorite. Will we find some good food?
Absolutely, you will. We are kicking off the day with the tradition of our fire department pancake breakfast. And that's from 7 to 10:30. There will be a barbecue cook-off that is being sponsored by Poor Choices, and they feel like their barbecue will be ready to go in the evening. The cook-off starts at 12. There will also be the Knights of Pythias in the park. They're usually there, so they'll be doing their traditional meal. And there's also, for Riverside patrons, a free 12 o'clock hot dog, chips, and soda. And that's at the gazebo near the Freedom Rock, and that's at noon.
Very good. A lot of good stuff there. I see there's even a pie eating contest, which isn't necessarily meant to be dinner for folks, but that gets pretty messy, doesn't it?
It does. It does. The pie eating contest is sponsored by Oakland Manor. We're going to start out with our mayor emceeing that. That's Brant Miller. And he has a great sense of humor, and it will be fun to watch that pie-eating contest. Following that, the first 100 people in line will get a free slice of pie, thanks to Oakland Manor.
Very good. So lots of good stuff there. It sounds very, very American.
Yeah, it's very American. Can't get much more American than apple pie, right?
And hot dogs and stuff for lunch. Yeah, and a pancake breakfast. That just sounds like us. Well, I know a lot of folks are chipping in. You mentioned like Oakland Manor, for example. You've got a lot of different organizations and folks joining in. But the museum is a big part of this, too, and that's one of the reasons we want to talk to Gail here today, too. Talk a little bit about, Gail, what folks can find there.
Well, outside of our just usual artifacts that are so fascinating to see, we're going to have a guided tour at 9:30. And during this guided tour, we have people from Gristmill, which is the Macedonia theater group, who will be dressed as some of the original people from Oakland. And so people will get a chance to visit with them. Also during the guided tour, we have Terry Hummel, who is retired from the military, who will be explaining something about our military exhibit. And at one point, he was able to get uniforms from all four of the armed services from World War I through Desert Storm. So those are all on display. In addition to that, we're having a fundraiser for the museum, which will be a silent auction. And people have been very generous. We have artists in the community who have painted pictures for us. We have people who have crocheted items. We have some original books that a woman from Oakland has had printed of her work. All kinds of lovely things that people can bid on. We have some collectible dolls, and I'm sure some baked goods from people in the community. And we really want to stress that this is a fundraiser for our museum. We're housed in a building that was erected in 1905 by the two of the Spalzi brothers. And our museum is in that building and also in the Heft building, which is next door. And recently we have lost some of our historic buildings. And so we really want people to support us in keeping open this beautiful artifact of our town. If we're interested in history, this is an opportunity to keep a little bit of our history on Main Street.
Sure. Was last year a difficult year for a place like the museum then, too?
It was very difficult. We were not open at all, but we did have a few tours of people who came masked and would socially distance. But because we just depend on free will offerings, we just couldn't we kind of didn't have a revenue source much last year. But we've had some very generous people who have done some fundraising for us, and we were able to maintain our museum. In addition to the activities, we have things for children. In the schoolhouse area, Jan Kinkle will be having arts and crafts for kids to do all day long. And so I think that there's something for everyone. And if someone just wants to come in and browse, that's perfectly fine as well.
Right. Well, and we want to say, too, that, you know, a lot of our small communities around the region have their own museums. Don't think because you've been to one, you've been to them all. Everybody's history is just a little bit different. We're all tied together, but there are some unique things everywhere you go. So take the time, right?
Absolutely. That's for sure. And I come to this museum most every day, and I find something new all of the time. It's just amazing to me. And we have people that have worked here for years, and they say, oh, I didn't know we had that picture, or we didn't know we had that cowboy hat or that dress that Mrs. Iowa wore back in the 1980s. So there's just something for everyone to see here, and it's an amazing place. Our historical society began almost 50 years ago, and there were a group of very dedicated people who most of them have passed now, but they spent hours and hours putting this museum together, and it really is a treasure.
Very good. So plenty of opportunity for you to spend some time there and, you know, get out of the heat just a little bit, too. There's nothing wrong with that. Cindy, let's talk a little bit more about some of the other activities, because you've got a little something for everybody, don't you?
I hope so. The Riverside cheerleaders are going to be running the games in the park after the free lunch, so the kids and their families can have that free hot dog. And then there are about 12 games that the cheerleaders are going to run. Some of the activities are free. Some of them, there will be a small fee to play the different games.
Very good. Lots of things to do for the kids. Keep them pretty busy and tire them out at the end of the day. That's always important. We also have plenty of things for the adults, too. There's a car show. There's an opportunity to play games there. The parade in the evening, is it going to be big this year?
That is a different spoke to the wheel than mine. Courtney Turner is in charge of that. And the theme, I do know that, is red, white, and boom is the theme. Pre-registration forms are available, and you can also register right on the 4th, beginning at 4 p.m. Entries will line up in the parking lot in front and around the city hall, and people just need to look for the parade attendant for directions. They're requesting only parade vehicles be in the City Hall parking lot so that that runs a little bit smoothly. And if they have questions, contact Courtney Turner.
All right. Very good. 5 o'clock is when the parade will get started there in Oakland on the 4th of July. And, of course, you can't finish off the 4th of July with anything but a big fireworks display. And it looks like you got one.
Absolutely. Our city council believes in doing things big. And I'm from the Kansas City metropolitan area. And I feel like I am in a major city when I watch the fireworks in this town. They're phenomenal, and it's a great way to end the day.
All right. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like a good day. Let's keep our fingers crossed that the weather cooperates for us, and a big crowd, a lot of folks looking forward to getting out and having a little bit of a party on the 4th of July this year. And, of course, Oakland is ready to oblige. Stop by the museum, enjoy all the things that they have to offer, and, of course, you'll be able to find plenty around the community that day as well. And we hope folks take the time. And it's not just for folks in Oakland. Your doors are open to everybody, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really feel that people will want to come from far and wide. Our music, entertainment in the evening that the City of Oakland is funding is Jackie Akers and Paul Hart. They are local musicians, and they're going to play for an hour and a half. And they are followed by a gentleman named Maurice Jules. He is in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he's going to do a little Motown. He's going to do a little Elvis. I'm super excited to see him. He was a backup singer years ago for the Temptations. So how cool is that?
Very good. Well, again, something for everyone there in Oakland on the 4th of July. Excellent. Cindy, Gail, thank you so much for the time here today, and we hope you have a wonderful celebration.
Well, thank you for inviting us into your radio station. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very, very much.